And then there are all sorts of, I think what I'm doing, I'm leaving out all the closets and things, see, and that's why I'm having trouble. But now this is a porch that goes all the way around here. All of this is porch, and all of this is porch.
Do you have a special name for a porch that goes all the way around?
No. Front porch and back porch. We didn't have a special name.
Never call them veranda or?
No, we didn't. Porch. We said porch. Mm-hmm. We said porch.
Did you have any other name for living room?
We didn't. Many people had parlors, but ours was not a parlor.
Well, what is the difference?
Well, the parlor, you shut it off, and the people I knew who had parlors shut the doors and pulled down the shades because you didn't want to fade the finest part of what you had. Well, we always used everything we had, see. We were modern before our day, as far as letting the sun come in and fade it, you know.
When people had parlors, what room would they use to live in then?
Well, somebody's bedroom. Oh. The people that I knew did that, used somebody. And a few people used kitchens. Mm-hmm. But now what we did, the dining room and the living room, they were French doors right here. And we did not have central heat. And we had a circulating, warm morning, that kind of heater, mm-hmm. right here. And it did the dining room and the living room. And in the bedrooms, every one of them had fireplaces. So when you needed the heat, you built fires, you see.
Well, that's good transition to the fireplace questions.
Okay.
So, on fireplace questions now, some of this is just to see how you pronounce words and what terms you have for things. What do you call the thing that the smoke goes up through?
The chimney.
Okay, and what is the part down in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
What are the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
The andirons.
Do you know an older name for those?
Well, now, dog irons, some people. Mm-hmm. I have heard people say dog irons.
Does your family use that at all?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And up above the fireplace where you put up...
The mantle?
Pardon?
The mantle.
Okay. Would you have another name for that?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Did you ever hear it called a fireboard?
I don't remember.
No. Okay. May not be this part of the country at all.
Yes.
Well, in making a fire, did you put one big piece of wood at the back that would burn for a long time?
Yes.
What was that called?
I'm not. I don't remember having. I tell you, my daddy was the big fire builder, and he had his own method of doing it. And
what would you call just a big piece of wood? Big round piece of wood?
Log.
Okay. Did you ever hear that big piece called a backlog or a backstick?
I might have. Now that backlog, that does sound like something I have heard.
What do you call the little pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
The kindling.
Any other term for that? Such as light wood or lighter?
I've heard of lighter wood.
Do you know?
It's the wood that has the little bits of rosin in it, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it is, yes.
Yes.
Well, what is left in the fireplace after the fire burns down?
The coals.
Well, if it's wood fire.
Ashes.
And what is the black stuff that's left in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And what color are the ashes?
Gray.
Could they be lighter if they were made from a different kind of wood?
I think they could. I believe they could, but I'm not sure.
Well, what is this color is?
White.
Could the ashes be that color?
I don't think so.
Okay. Some people do say that the ashes are white. It doesn't sound right to me, but some people say that. And the